Lord, help me be more organized in this area right here.
Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
The best of the old, the best of the new, the best variety in music.
Great variety of music,
different music,
tons of music.
It's awesome.
Online, anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Thank you for being faithful listeners and supporters of John Montgomery International Ministries. For the entire month of January, we are celebrating Dr. Montgomery's birthday. If he's been a blessing to you through the teaching and preaching of God's word, let us be a blessing to this great man of God in a tangible way. Galatians 6:6 says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." Dr. Montgomery's Cash App is Dr. JEM2, or you can send it to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Thank you for your love and support to this great man of God. Wishing him a very happy birthday.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II.
Choice.
seemed like he had everything going his way, he forsook all of that. Let it go. Trusted God. He saw a king that was greater than the king Pharaoh in heaven. And so the record says he forsook Egypt. That means all of the things that Egypt offered, all of the perks, all of the pleasantries, all of the passions of Egypt. He forsook it. And the Bible says, not fearing the wrath of the king. Can I tell you, you won't ever forsake anything unless you no longer fear anything or anyone. And so you're scared to do stuff because you fear what other folk will say or what other folk will do or what other power or potentate says or think about it. But when you get so connected with a view on God, when you know that he is able to do anything but fail, I mean, you stop worrying about what other folk feel about it, what they think about it, what they're going to do about it. Because the bottom line is they can't do no more than he allows them to do. He was not fearing his life anymore. He wasn't fearing his position and the people who put him in position. Because listen, when you give up all of that, ain't nothing they can do to control you anymore. And so he forsook Egypt and all the stuff Egypt had to offer. Can I tell you, some of you need to forsake the world. Because the world has got a hold on you. You can't live for Jesus because you're living for the world. You can't stand and represent Jesus because you are representing the world. You can't shout because the world won't let you shout. Yeah, but when you forsake it, devil tell you don't stand up, you say, devil, you are a liar. Devil tell you don't clap, don't rejoice. Don't let, devil, you are a liar. Devil try to tell you they're going to laugh at you. Say, not after I laugh, it don't matter, I'm going to laugh first. Thank you, Jesus. You take out running and say, what you running for? I'm running for Jesus. I mean, you just get a whole new resolve when you let the world go. I see so many people in service that are bound. I can see it all in them. They want to rejoice, but they're too scared. They're too connected to the world. And they can't even enjoy the Lord, even in the Lord's house. Tell your neighbor, if whatever has got you keeps you from rejoicing, you need to forsake it. Tell them forsake it. Just say forsake it. Forsake it. Just tell them forsake it. They know what you're talking about. Tell them forsake it. If it's fear, forsake it. If it's hope, forsake it. If it's money, forsake it. Whatever it is, if it's hindering you from giving God the glory, tell somebody I'm going to let it go right now. Because I'd rather let it go than the Lord let me go. I wish I had a witness in the house. You got to come to that place where you want him and what he has for you more than what the world has to offer. And he forsook Egypt. He forsook Egypt. Isn't that this word? Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured. He pressed against the stuff that was pressing against him. He would not let the enemy force him, keep him, press against him from moving forward. He endured. A whole lot of us are not willing to endure. Because you're going to go through something when you endure. But when you go through something, it's on the way to something. And that's why the devil don't want you to endure. And man, when you get it, I mean, listen, when the enemy starts trying all that he's doing to keep you back, that ought to be, I mean, bells going off, lights going off, saying, listen, this is what God has ordered, this is what God has ordained, and I don't expect the devil to just let it go like that. So because I know I've got a fight on my hand, because I know I've got to push beyond. beyond where I am to get to where he wants me to be. I'm going to endure in spite of what it looks like and what it feels like and what it may be like, because I'm responsible for me. For me. And I sense the bondage on the people of God will be destroyed as you begin to forsake the things that hold you back. See, you can't wave your hand in the air and wave them like you just don't care. If you do care. Did you hear what I just said? There are some people who think it's foolish, who think it's crazy to get up and walk around, run around, move around. But God told the people who were faced against a great wall in Jericho, I want you to march around that wall. But wait, God, do we need any armory? I need you to march around that wall. Do we need spears and staves? I need you to march around that wall. What do we need to fight this battle? I need you to march around the wall 7 times. On the 7th day, I want you to do it 7 times. And when you see that God don't need you to do nothing but just trust him, the Bible says the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. And all the people did was. See, what it really means is you need to start taking authority over your situation rather than allowing your situation to hem you in and take control over you. God will fight every battle. God will meet every need. God will deal with every enemy. God will do what is necessary to give you the victory if you just trust him. And that means we got to move out of the ordinary. We got to move out of the common. We got to move out of the everyday stuff that we're familiar with, that we're comfortable with, to just trust God. God, if you said it, I do. Because when you forsake the thing, Christians. Thank you.
To